It's 10 o'clock in WA, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Shouldn't you be back in bed like your rock star and stuff?
Yeah, I'm a rock star parent. No rest for the wicked, I'm afraid.
I'm excited. This album is amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with it, I've got to say. The feeling in EJHQ is that it's our best album to date. I mean, I know people say that about the last album they've just recorded, but I think we genuinely mean it this time.
It's called Ghosts of the Past. What's in the meaning of that name?
Well, I guess a lot of the lyrical themes within the record sort of focus on skeletons in your closet and the ghosts of your past that are still haunting you. And I guess that decision of which ghost you're going to hold on to and which ghost you're finally going to give the slick and say goodbye to.
Okay, so being a dad, does that mean, well, you know, you've got to say goodbye to no sleep?
Yeah, that's one of the ghosts that you wish you could have around some more.
Now, this is your fifth studio album. Of course, you know, all you guys have sort of grown up a bit. You've got kids, you've got families going on. Has that changed the dynamic of the band at all?
Well, I guess the first couple of years of being a parent, it's kind of hard to get your head around splitting between the practical side and the creative side. So I think while we were writing Inshallah, the last record, that was quite a struggle, sort of learning how to switch from different modes. And as a consequence, that album took about a year to write. Whereas this record, we've sort of got a handle on things, and this album only took 3 months from start to finish, so it was a lot more of an enjoyable, fast process.
You're going on tour with it as well. You'll be in Sydney and Wollongong in September. Are you bringing the kids along, or is it just the boys?
I think we might have to bring the family over just for a brief little visit. They do like watching Dad work.
Do they understand that Daddy's a big rock star?
Kind of, yeah. They've seen me on TV a couple of times and they get pretty excited. I'm not quite as famous as Dora, but, you know.
Now, you did play Splendor of the Grass the other week. There were some big names there like Kanye West and Coldplay. Have you got any, any goss from doing that show?
Well, I guess the sort of the middle tier bands all hung out backstage, but the top tier bands like Kanye and Coldplay, they kind of just drove in, played the show and drove out, so there was a lot of goss there. But you know, I think the big buzz around the backstage was the fact that Kate Moss was there, so that was pretty cool.
Did you get to meet her at all? Or?
No, she did say hi when me and my wife were kissing and canoodling, and she walked past and gave us a very affectionate look and said hi, so that was about as much as we got out of the Mossy.
Maybe she wanted to join in.
Who knows?
It is Kate Moss. Awesome. Stu McLeod from Eskimo Joe, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Been a pleasure. Wave FM.